Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. It's been a little more than a month since the Atlanta School Board declined to renew the contract of public school superintendent Maria Karstarfin. As GPB's Ross Terrell reports, she touted her successes today at the Atlanta Press Club.
After 5 years on the job, Maria Karstarfin's tenure will end in June after a 4-3 vote by board members against a contract extension. But Karstarfin says she doesn't think there's anything more she could have done to change the board's mind.
I've had 5 evaluations. All of them met and exceeded board expectations. There was never any indication that there was something else that would need to be addressed as part of that evaluative process.
Karstarfin was brought in 2014 after a cheating scandal rocked Atlanta public schools. She says since then, graduation rates and even trust among parents and students have all grown exponentially. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
The Fox Theater in Atlanta is now providing closed captioning for people who are deaf and hard of hearing. The change comes after complaints that the theater was violating the Americans with Disabilities Act. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Atlanta has entered into an agreement with the Fox. The city of Covington has asked a company that sterilizes medical devices to temporarily stop work. Air quality tests showed elevated levels of a carcinogen leaked from the facility last month. Covington officials want Becton Dickinson to cease operations until more emissions controls are implemented and tests show they are effective. The company released a statement that said the chemical can come from many sources. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.